York City, connected with the world. Here's Tom Sullivan.
Here we are. Welcome to the big radio show on this Wednesday, the 16th of May, 2018. My name is Tom Sullivan. Glad to have you along. So, like I said, lots of light reading out there from the Senate Intelligence Committee releasing, 1,800 pages or 2,500 pages out about the Trump Tower meeting. There's 3,000 ads out from Facebook for you to go through. One of the top executives at Novartis is stepping down. He is the general counsel for Novartis, the chief lawyer for Novartis, and he apparently is the guy who said, let's give $1.2 million to Michael Cohen. And everybody now, they're all pretending. This is what's so phony. The streets of Washington are full of Russian money. The Russians are in there with everybody else with money, buying these people. What a sleazy town. Sorry, Washington, but you are. And so the general counsel, Felix Ehrot, 61 years of age, is stepping down from Novartis. He had a perfectly good job as the chief legal beagle for this giant Novartis, and he's the one who okayed $1.2 million. Which, remember, who was the other guy that just, AT&T's chief lobbyist. You know that these everybody that's worked for any company, there's authorization limits for the middle managers. They can authorize, 10,000 dollars in payments. Then you got to be a senior manager to authorize $50,000 in payments, and you better be one of the top executives to authorize $500,000. Or $200,000, or $1,000,002, and that's why the AT&T people who fired their chief lobbyist, you know, other people signed off on that thing, but heads have to roll, and they found his head and chopped it off, and this is what's going on over at Novartis as well. So, second high-profile ouster in less than a week. I don't know. I think they're being phonies by firing these guys. I don't understand. Well, I understand what's going on. I just don't like the way it's happening. The Novartis chief executive called the agreement a mistake and denied any involvement himself. Nope, not me. Nope. Somebody else. So they found somebody else, and so this guy, he's 61, he says he's going to retire. It makes them look worse to fire these guys. They should say, yep, that's what we did, that's what we do. We write checks all the time to members of Congress. We fund their campaigns. We go to their fundraisers. We do all that sort of stuff. Yep, that's what we do. I mean, you can go on opensecrets.org and see the kind of monies that go into Washington, D.C. And the only ones that get reported are the legal ones, the illegal ones from overseas, and the dirt for campaigns. I mean, that's what they do. They pay people to get dirt on your opponent. I don't know. So Don Jr., 2,500 pages. You want to read about a meeting that I don't know how long it went on, 20 minutes? Mark Preston, who's one of the political guys on CNN, says, contrary to what many Republicans say, the investigation is a bipartisan investigation, and it's not a witch hunt.
We're actually seeing it laid out, and it's being released by a Republican chairman. I think that is very, very important. This isn't a Democratic witch hunt, as we have been led to believe by some of Donald Trump's supporters. I mean, and very much this has been a bipartisan investigation on Capitol Hill, certainly on the U.S. Senate side. What we have seen, though, just in the last few minutes, is that Senate Democrats on the Judiciary Committee have released a blistering assessment of what they believe has been taken out of these transcripts. And among that is that they say that this investigation is very far from over. Dozens of witnesses have yet to be interviewed, and lots of documents haven't been received. So if you think it's over, I don't think it's over yet.
So 2,500 pages. Oh, no, we had a lot more to do. 25. So this is CNN, and he failed to mention he was so proud of the bipartisan. This was Republican-led. He's right. Preston's right. It was run by Senator Burr, Republican, and the Senate Intelligence Committee did their work, and they all came to the conclusion it was over. Nobody's griping about it. Mark Warner, the Democrat, that's the ranking member on that, signed off on it. But what Preston failed to bring up was just 2 weeks ago, the House Intelligence Committee said just the opposite. So he didn't say anything about that. So the CNN audience is left going, see, see, bipartisan. So Brett Baer from Fox News, a little surprising, he brought this up. It's been reported, he's not the first guy to talk about it, about the fact that there is some, well, remember the lovers, the FBI lovers that were talking about the fact that they, thank goodness, they have an insurance plan? And they came up with it in Andy's office, and what was the insurance plan? No one knows what the insurance plan is. And now Congress is jumping up and down because the DOJ won't hand over some more documents, and that the Congress thinks is simply because they will be embarrassed. Or here's the real cloak and dagger stuff, is that there is a source, not plural, singular, a source that is was able to give the FBI a lot of information about what was going on within the Trump campaign. And so the question is, and Brett Baer brings it up, did the FBI have a spy working inside the Trump campaign?
Is it beyond the ability to imagine or even realize that aspects of the federal government were possibly spying on a political campaign that was running a national election?
I think we don't know, but we clearly have indications that lawmakers are looking at that. Based on the Glenn Simpson testimony, which his lawyer says he stands by, based on lawmakers saying there are a number of different things that they can't answer about how the FBI acted in the early days. And I think that there's going to be much more in this IG report that is going to come out at some point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So back to Mark Preston on CNN. He's right. This is not over. And, yeah, the politicians are being very partisan about it, and they're fighting with each other about it. But the truth will prevail. This has been my desire, my hope. Maybe I'm naive, but I think the truth will prevail. And we will find out how all of this went down. And the idea of the FBI having somebody as a mole inside the Trump organization, I can see that. Yeah, you got FBI agent that isn't disclosed as an FBI agent, but somebody that worms into the campaign, gets a job, smart person, smart woman, smart man, whatever, working on the campaign. Would have to be at a fairly senior level. So I don't know what that's all about, but that's what's being buzzed about in D.C. is there's an FBI spy. An informant that had all kinds of information that gave the FBI ways to go. Then Gina Haspel got the go-ahead. There are five Democrat senators that are going to vote for her, but Rand Paul, don't know if he's going to or not, but it's going to clear the Intelligence Committee in the Senate. So it's going to go to the floor for the whole Senate to vote on her, but it's a done deal. It's a sure deal now. But Rand Paul is asking all kinds of questions about the fact that she may have been too close to former director John Brennan. Cut number six. Hold on. That'd be six. It looks like an upside-down nine.
Well, you know, I'm concerned that there are reports that John Brennan, the former head of the CIA under President Obama, that he was cooperating with British intelligence to spy on the Trump campaign. This is a big deal. Now, some are saying, oh, it was just incidentally collected. It's still a big deal. We do know that John Brennan, since he's left government, has become an outspoken partisan against the president in very defamatory terms. So, yes, I'm concerned about Gina Haspel being a close acolyte of John Brennan.
Yeah. So now we got John Brennan possibly being the spy behind all of this. He hates Donald Trump. I mean, he just loathes the president. So, I mean, too much so. He's not even trying to be professional about it. So I don't know if John Brennan, there's a lot of question marks around John Brennan's role in all of this as well. But Larry Pfeiffer, who's a former CIA chief of staff, says, no, Rand Paul, nope. CIA agents are loyal to the Constitution, not to a person.
I guess when it comes to loyalty, the people of CIA and Gina being a 33-year professional at CIA, their loyalty is to the Constitution. They are there to protect and defend the nation. They're there to protect and defend the Constitution. Their loyalties are not to people. They're not to individuals. They're to the institution and to the Constitution.
Yeah, well, that may be. But John Brennan's actions bring up a lot of questions about what was his guidepost. Was the Constitution his guidepost, or is he letting his political angst guide what he did when he was CIA director? He was with the CIA for 25 years, so he's been with them a long time, worked up the ranks. But a guy who truly, I think he hates Donald Trump more than Stephen Colbert. Yes, I think it's that bad. I really do. All right. Michigan? We'll talk about you when we come back. Phone number is 855-295-6600. So you can see there's still a lot of sniffing going on in D.C.
Unpredictable. Unprecedented. Undeniable. Tom Sullivan.
A lot of Russia out today. So Michigan, are you, just when you think your tax dollars are going to be spent wisely, this is that Larry Nassar, the doctor that was the former sports medicine doctor that sexually abused all of those athletes. And so Michigan has reached a $500 million settlement with 332 women and students assaulted by this guy. He was a sports doctor for USA Gymnastics and Michigan State. He has been sent to prison for decades, so for the rest of his life, essentially. So Michigan State's agreement stipulates that $425 million of that will be distributed to claimants in the lawsuit. $75 million will be set aside for 2 years to protect any future claimants alleging sexual abuse by him. So, no matter what number, whatever number you want. So let's take the 500 million. So you divide that by 332 victims, and that works out to $1.5 million for each victim. Then you multiply that times 0.67, because the lawyers are going to get a third, and that means $1 million on the barrel. That's why probably they came up with that number. $1 million for each victim of this Larry Nassar. And I find these kinds of lawsuits fascinating. Number one, Michigan State is supported by the students. So tuition will probably go up by the taxpayers in the state of Michigan. So your tax dollars will now be spent on this instead of on new highways, hospitals, prisons, whatever it is that they do. And $1 million, if I said to you, somebody wants to sexually abuse you over and over and over for years, for $1 million, would you do it? Now, I know they didn't agree to $1 million up front. That's not what I'm saying. I just look at this kind of like blood money. And I go, so wrongful death, those kinds of lawsuits, this is similar to a wrongful death lawsuit. These young women are scarred for the rest of their lives, some much more than others. But they were young female gymnasts, and this went on for more than two decades as various young ladies came through his program. I don't know what it does for them. I can see a lawsuit to punish somebody so that they never do it again. But he's never, ever going to do it again. He's in jail for essentially the rest of his life. The penalty goes, obviously, to the institution and say, Michigan State, shame on you. You should have known. You did a bad job of managing this. So I'm not, I understand what this is all about. I understand this is what lawsuits are, how they work. But I feel so much for these young ladies. That's what you get, is essentially, here you go. Here's $1 million. There, that fixes everything. You got sexually abused for years and years and years, and nobody would help you. Nobody would reach out to help you. But here's $1 million, so now have a nice life. Yeah, this guy has been sentenced to more than 200 years behind bars. I think the man's going to die in jail. So he's not going to be doing anything again, other than with Bubba. But that's, I don't know, does this buy some sort of peace? I don't think it does. I would think that the satisfaction would be that justice was served and that the guy has been sentenced to jail for 200 years. So these kinds of lawsuits, I understand them, but I just don't get what the monetary amount will do to help some. Maybe if you're having psychological sessions, fine. They pay for your sessions, but that's it.
First Amendment 101. You're listening to Tom Sullivan.
Yes, you are. As we come into the final half hour of the program today, I thought we could do this other story. I don't want to spend a whole hour on this. I would go absolutely crazy. This is probably the stupidest story that I have run on this show in a long, long time. But it is gone viral. It is taking over the internet. And so as a service of the Tom Sullivan Show, I want you to make sure that you are up to speed on all the stupid stuff on the internet. And today's stupid stuff on the internet is whether or not you hear Yanny or Laurel. No. Hold that trigger finger back. So once again, America is fiercely divided. This time, it's not about politics. It's about people who hear Yanny or hear Laurel. And the debate started 3 days ago when a Reddit user shared a four-second audio clip with a simple question, what do you guys hear? The choices are either hear Yanny or you hear Laurel. And after being posted on Reddit, the clip blew up on other social media platforms. So this is very much, remember the stupid story of the internet last year? It was back in 2015. You're kidding me. The dress. Remember the dress? The dress was, people were absolutely sure that the dress was white and gold. And other people were positive that it was black and blue. Personally, I remember it was black and blue. I never saw the white and gold dress. So now we've got Yanny versus Laurel. Here is the sound of the four-second clip. We'll play it a couple of times for you of what was posted on Reddit. Listen carefully and tell me what you hear.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
What'd you hear? What did you hear? Did you hear Yanny? Or did you hear Laurel? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Give me a call. Tell me what you heard. 855-295-6600. This is, to me, what I heard was crystal clear. I did not hear anything even close to the other word. But what did you hear? 855-295-6600. You got to go through the greeting thing and all that sort of stuff, and then you got to connect to everything else. But so why are we hearing? Some people hear Yanny, some people hear Laurel, and science has something to say about this. The first thing to understand is that the Reddit audio was low quality, and that can lead to what people actually hear. It was a low quality recording. It was a poor recording, and the sound ended up being on what a scientist at Vanderbilt Medical Center said was a perceptual border. In other words, the audio is so crummy that it straddles the line between one sound and another. But the main explanation comes down to frequency and the device you are using to play the audio. In other words, what you're listening to. For those of you listening in your car speaker is a little dinky speaker, and you've got road noise and everything else around you, so you may have heard something different in your car than if you go home and have a good speaker on your computer, that you will hear just the opposite. Different playback systems can change the frequency of the audio. Phones, computers, and headphones often filter out low frequencies. Larger speakers with subwoofers can handle them better. So Yanny is heard at a higher frequency than information that people do not have high frequency hear Laurel. So you're more likely to hear Laurel on higher quality devices than on a lower quality device. All right, what'd you hear? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Alyssa, hi. Well, Alyssa, you're first. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show. What'd you hear?
Hi. Kind of interesting. When you first had the show this morning, I heard Yanny. And this afternoon, I wasn't Laurel.
I wasn't on this morning. I don't know what.
Okay. Then somebody else played it, I guess, but I did hear it as a Yanny this morning and then yep. Laurel this afternoon. I was listening through my car both times.
That's where I was going. Where did you hear it? So you heard it from the same, you're in the same car with the same speakers, and you heard Yanny this morning but Laurel this afternoon?
Yes, exactly. So I don't know all what right. that says about my ears.
Okay. Well, not only yep. that, but I have a very sensitive question to ask you. Are you over 50 okay. or under 50?
Under 50.
Under 50. All right.
But not that much under. It doesn't.
I'm, no, yeah. I'm not going to go there. You're under 50. You're just a kid. That's what you are, Alyssa. Listen, supposedly, people under 50 have better high frequencies. They can hear high frequencies better than people over 50. When you get, you know, you've heard the old man think, what? What'd you say? Huh? It's because they're losing.
Yes.
After 50, you lose your high frequency. So if you hear Yanny, well, you are hearing high frequencies. What's interesting is that you heard Laurel this afternoon. I wonder as the day goes right. on, as you are physically maybe a little more tired, maybe this morning you were fresh, ready to go. I wonder if that has something to do with it. You know?
That's a very good point. It tells me I'm in transition somehow, right?
Yes. Time to go home. Time to go home. Get
right,
some sleep.
Exactly. Good
All
idea.
Right. Alyssa, thank you very much. All right. So she's got both of them. Jimmy in Virginia. Jimmy, hi. Welcome. You're on the Tom Sullivan Show.
How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great.
Great to talk to you. I listen to you all the time.
Thank you, sir.
I heard Gloral.
You were what? Gloral?
I heard Gloral.
Wait a minute. Play it again. Let's play it again for you. Give it another shot, Jimmy.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
All right.
Okay, I got Laurel.
Laurel that time. Okay, but now you're listening on your phone. And your
I am, but
phone is what did you what you were listening before you were listening on your radio. Correct?
No, I was yes.
So your radio is a better audio device made for playing audio better than your phone. And if you listen on your phone, people will hear Laurel more than they will Yanny, but on the radio in your home, if you have a decent radio, you hear Yanny, but you heard Gloral. Interesting mixture of it.
That's what I heard, and I mean, I've got a brand new phone, and it's pretty good, and I hear at decibels that I'm not supposed to hear at.
Well, whatever you heard is whatever you heard. So, hey, Jimmy, thank you. I got to hit the break, but thank you very much. We'll be back. Some of you get pretty vicious. The problem is you've got to find somebody that cares.
Tom Sullivan.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Which one?
Laurel.
Which one is
Laurel.
It? Which one is it? It drives me crazy. Yanny or Laurel, what did you hear? Phone number is 855-295-6600. Kelly in Petaluma, California. Hi, Kelly.
Hi there. So this morning, Cron 4 News was playing it as Yanny. 10 minutes later, it was Laurel. And then I just heard it on my cell phone listening to you,
yep.
And it's Laurel.
But you heard Yanny this morning, and then you
yep.
heard, but what, only 10 minutes later you heard Laurel instead of Yanny?
Yep, the same two newscast people were arguing back and forth what they would hear, and it was 10 minutes later, and it changed.
You were listening to the same television, right? Same radio, television,
yep.
whatever, yeah?
Yep, Cron 4 News this morning, like 7:30.
I don't understand.
And it came out both ways.
And you have Cron 4 is a television station in the Bay Area. That so
right.
you're on your television. Is your television like a little dinky thing with little speakers, or is it a very nice expensive job? I mean, you have good speakers on it.
It's a TV that's got internet
okay.
TV.
Okay, so it's a big deal TV. And you mm-hmm. heard it two different ways. I don't understand, because what I hear is as clear as a bell, and it's not, I don't know how you can hear both, but I find it fascinating that you're not the first one to say that. So
I've heard it both on TV, clear as a bell, at different, both times.
All right.
I wasn't tired or anything. I was wide awake.
You were not.
I wanted to say something about, what you were talking about earlier about the $1 million for each of those victims.
Yes.
They're gonna need a lot of counseling for the rest of their life, because, you know, I know someone as an adult who was molested by a Catholic priest in Novato, California, and him and both his brother, they were altar boys, and they have issues as adults. The $1 million isn't going to even do a dent on what happened to them, but for the rest of their life, they might find men that are not right for them. I mean, who knows what will happen?
Yeah. No. Kelly, I don't want to divert too much onto that, but yes, you're right. I worry about sexual assault victims and their ability to have normal sexual relationships with somebody that they love later on in life. So yes, the psychological scars are there. Some people need a lot of counseling. Some people don't. I agree. The money, they should have free counseling for the rest of their lives. I guess I get worried about blood money when somebody, you know, dies and somebody sues somebody for wrongful death. I go, what do you do with the money? It doesn't bring the person back. And this money doesn't undo the harm that this doctor did. But for counseling, I'm right there with you. I think there'll be a lot of that in the future for them. Thank you, Kelly. I appreciate your call. There's Dr. Tom in Carson City, Nevada. Hey, doctor, so put your doctor hat on. What are we listening to?
Well, I was first of all, I love the recording artist by the name of Yanni. I don't know if you've ever listened to him. He's coming to Reno here shortly.
Yeah, isn't he? He play a clarinet or something like that? He's got something. I don't know.
No. He's a big orchestra sound. He is a piano. He plays the piano. He brings a large vocal group. And he's kind of the butt of a lot of jokes of millennials today, too, because they see he's kind of old school. But unfortunately, I was hoping to hear you say that if you heard Laurel, you were getting younger in life.
No.
But I heard only as Laurel, and I know that I'm certainly not getting younger.
Well, I don't remember your specialty, but are you an ear, nose, and throat doctor by chance? Because
No, that's pretty close. You've got the right section of the anatomy. I happen to be eyes, not ear, nose.
That's right. That's right. That's right. You take care of the eyes. So, because I when you get old, first of all, I lost my hearing, most of it, and especially my high frequency was gone. I was a little too close to an explosion when I was in Uncle Sam's Army. So there, that went away, boom. So I don't have high frequency. I hear Laurel loud and clear. But
I couldn't hear Yanni if my life depends on.
Yes, me too. But they say that if you're not around an explosion, just when you get around 50 or older, you start losing that high frequency. Now, so I went to a friend of mine who was an ear, nose, and throat doctor. About, I don't know, 15 years ago, something like that. Great guy. And he gives me a hearing test. I haven't had one since I got out of the Army. And he comes back, he shows me this chart, and he tells me what I already knew. He says, you don't have any high frequency. But you also don't have conversation range in this area, which is common in the female voice. And I said, say that again? He says, yeah, this is a common audio range for female voices. I said, can I have a copy of that? And I brought it home and showed it to my wife.
I think, Tom, I talked to you about this before. I think we were at Fort Sam just about the same time, Fort Sam Houston in San Antonio.
Oh, yeah.
But I agree. I'm going to use the same excuse, and I can see my wife in 5 minutes and Yanni in 3 weeks. You've got a great show, Tom.
Thanks, thanks so much, Tom. I appreciate your call. Let's get. We're out of time. Mike and Travis Air Force Base, real quick, what did you hear, Mike?
I was sitting with my son last night. I heard Yanni distinctly, and he heard Laurel at the exact same time.
Your son? So he's...
Yes, my son, my 17-year-old.
So 17-year-old heard Laurel, and you're the, I don't want to call you the old goat, but you're older than him. Are you under 50? Are you under 50?
I am a little bit under.
A little. Anything below 50 makes you a young man. So that helps. That helps a lot, apparently. But it's interesting your son did not. All right, I got a bolt. But, hey, Mike, thank you. Very interesting. Young guy heard Laurel. I heard Laurel. That's all I could hear. But I also hear the market was, we got the full comment line back. Is the market up 62 at 24,768? S&P up 11. NASDAQ up 46. Oil up to $71. And gold down to $1,290. On the comment line, wait a minute. This caller says the election result had nothing to do with Russia.
Donald Trump won because he spoke to the people in the Rust Belt, and Hillary Clinton didn't. Simple as that.
I agree with you. This caller doesn't care what the Senate committee has to say.
Intelligence committee? How can they use that word intelligence when they do what they do?
I know. This caller hears something different than all of us.
Tom, I didn't hear either one, Laurel or Yanni. I heard dumb or stupid. I can't decide which one.
It was. You are right, sir. It's definitely dumb and stupid. But, hey, it was fun. We'll see you tomorrow.